Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Silvia Traganida, and with me today is Senior Ammonia Editor Richard Ewing. He's going to tell us all about the outlook for the ammonia market for Q2. Hello, Richard. We're nearing the end of Q1, so what have been the highlights for the first quarter, and who have been the winners and losers of this period?
Hi, Silvia. Thanks for your time today. Well, to be honest, there's not really been many highlights for ammonia producers anywhere in the world over the past few months. The market has been very bearish. We've seen price falls over the quarter of around 50% on CFR and FOB basis. There's basically too much of the stuff sloshing around the global system. Buyers are in no rush at the moment to move into the market and buy spot tons, and that has been reflected in even more bearish conditions really for certainly the first half of the second quarter that is almost upon us. If you look back over the past 12 months, ammonia prices on an FOB and CFR basis are down around 20% on average, and the sentiment at the moment is that they're probably going to fall a bit further before they rebound when demand should start to pick up towards the second half of the second quarter.
I see. And what are your expectations for the second quarter then?
Well, the second quarter, I mean, if we look historically at prices, they do start to rebound around the second half of April, start of May. When I say rebound, perhaps stabilise, and we probably won't see the falls that we've seen over the past few weeks, because demand from places like India, the US, Turkey should certainly start to pick up. And we'll probably also see some industrial buyers in China and Northeast Asia, like Korea and Taiwan, come into the market as well. But I think as a whole, for the year ahead, buyers are certainly going to hold the upper hand because of all the new capacity that is coming online around the world, with several new plants in the US. We've got the PAU plant in Indonesia that Mitsubishi is going to be marketing material from. So there's a lot of stuff that is coming onto the market, and buyers, really, they're sport for choice. They can source cargoes from all over the world. You almost can't give the stuff away at the moment.
So availability is not tight then, it seems?
No, not at all. Not at all. The supply-demand balance is very loose at the moment, and I think most people know that this has been coming, that 2018 and 2019, with all the new capacity coming on stream for ammonia, it was going to be tough for producers. I mean, it's great for buyers, and you can just see the kind of global reach that some of the cargoes have had. We've seen cargoes move from Yuzhny to China, for example, from Yuzhny to Australia. You know, you'd never have thought that even 2 or 3 years ago. The new capacity in the US displaced some of the Trinidad tons, so we're seeing more stuff from Trinidad move to Northwest Europe and Morocco, as well as to Asia. There's the EBIC OCI plant in Egypt that's now performing well. Sorfert is now performing well. So it's giving buyers a lot of options, but at the same time giving suppliers a real headache, because they're not going to be able to get the prices that they were maybe a year ago.
True, and I guess we'll be keeping an eye on it, and you know, the price fluctuations in the coming quarter. Well, great. Thank you very much for explaining this, Richard. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Silvia Traganida.